I've actually got some notes because of the amazing service that we had yesterday at Grace for confirmation. I saw Charlie. Confirmation, there we go. And reception into the Episcopal Church and therefore into the Anglican Communion of Michael. All right, so it was a glorious day. And the bishop preached, and we had folks from St. Luke's, from Good Shepherd and Sun Prairie, from St. Dunstan, from Grace, and from St. Andrews. So it was this wonderful gathering of our community, the local community, the Madison area Episcopal churches, and then since it's confirmation, then it's a gathering of the Episcopal Church and the Anglican Communion. All right, so there was such the focus on community, on this community, on our greater community. And of course, we have this awesome passage from John that is all about community. All right, so we are hanging out in this middle part of the Gospel of John. So last week, we had Margaret's sermon a couple of chapters ahead of us where the one big nugget and what she really preached about was, I give to you a new commandment that you love one another. And she brought some delightful stories about how we can express that love in community, in our neighborhoods, and in our lives. And now we're here in the 16th chapter of John, where Jesus is preparing the disciples for what lays ahead, for what is to come. All right, so we've got powerful words in this, and this as well, with especially my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. All right, so I want to look at both of these and where we are in this part of the gospel. So after the passage that Margaret preached from, we have Jesus talking about the one that will betray him. And we have Jesus talking about Peter denying him. And then we go into our passage for this week, and Jesus is talking about what happens right here and right now in their community, as well as where he is being called back, where we are, that we cannot follow him, and who God will be sending to support us after Jesus' resurrection. All right, so this is like rich, rich stuff. And we've got John, so John sometimes is a little harder to understand. You know, he's got this, he's different than the other gospels. We need all these different voices for us to understand where God is calling us, who we are. Right, so one of the things that I wanted to highlight is just the first couple of lines where it says, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. All right, so we are people that believe that God chooses to dwell with us, to make God's home in us, in each and every one of us, but also in this community, in this church, in this parish, in this neighborhood, the surrounding neighborhoods that we're in partnership with. You know, and the confirmation is this beautiful service where we are confirming, where we are stating what our beliefs are and how we express that in the world. It's giving us this tool and this model of how to go forth, how to have God dwell in us. And for any of our encounters, that when we encounter one another, we are encountering God in that encounter. My Father and I will come and make our home in you. And our encounter with one another is our encounter with God. It's a beautiful message. And it's saying that we don't do any of this by ourselves or for ourselves. Yes, we are changed and transformed and having God make a home in us. And it goes beyond that, because then we are called into relationship with those with whom God has made a home. All right, so we are called not just to be in relationship with God, but for us in that relationship to be in relationship with one another and to see that God, to see that God is dwelling in others, to recognize that and to meet that person in that way. I mean, that's some powerful stuff. And next week, we get a little snapshot of Pentecost in a couple of weeks, because Jesus is talking about the advocate, the Holy Spirit, that will come and continue to teach us and continue to support us. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. That's huge. And that is who we are as a community, as a church, as a difference maker in this neighborhood and in the world. And we have heard the last few weeks about how we have been contributing to the Shank School and that ministry of addressing the incredible hunger needs in our neighborhood. It is very much in our neighborhood. In fact, where I live, our home is on that street that goes right into, it's a one block street that meets up with Shank Middle School and White Horse Elementary, or maybe it's the other way around, Shank Elementary and White Horse Middle School. Yeah. And so we, you know, every morning before I go off to work, I see these kids that are gathering together to start their day. And I look at them in a whole different way, because I know not only are they hungry, I know that we are trying to address that need. And that we as a community, in partnership with our Lutheran, Moravian, and Presbyterian or Methodist? Methodist brothers and sisters in our neighborhood. So we have this incredible snapshot of how we are gathering with the people that are claiming this relationship with God. It doesn't start and stop with just the Episcopal Church. You know, we are joining our other Christian brothers and sisters to do this work in our neighborhood. We are witness, especially yesterday, of the Spirit at work in our church community as well. Not merely with Michael and Charlie, but especially with them yesterday, where we get to recognize, honor, and say, yes, we promise to support them in this new way of life. Not that they are changed and there wasn't full initiation with the sacrament of blessing of baptism. Of course, that is our one and only initiation into the Christian church. And confirmation is about recognizing that call and proclaiming it and having the church gather around and the area churches gather around and the bishop confirming that as well, right? So it's a celebration of our commitment and an expression of how to live that out in the world. So I loved also what Bishop Miller said. He said, confirmation is not graduation. That's good. Confirmation is not graduation. It is a recognizing of this adult proclamation of an expression of faith. But he says it's not graduation and there's continuing homework. And that homework is mission. That homework is reaching out to those in need. That homework is to look at where we as individuals can make a difference in community. It's where we as community can make a difference with individuals. It's about growing all of these different communities. And above all, it's recognizing that God is making a home in our brothers and sisters, in ourselves, in each and every one gathered today, but also in all the folks that we live and move and have our being with, our neighbors, those that are in need, those that have resources, everyone. And our call is to recognize that God is dwelling there. Jesus is leaving that peace. And we are that expression of that peace. So we have this confirmation, this part in John, and then the life of this church community, the commitment to addressing the hunger needs in our neighborhood, the commitment of the vestry to lead this congregation, the commitment of Paula and Mitchell to lead worship, the commitment that each and every one of us have to be part of this community and to see that God in each and every one of us. And then what got to be, you know, kind of emphasized yesterday was the reception and the confirmation of two of our own inside of community, with community, with our other Madison area churches, and then with our bishop, and with the Episcopal Church, the big one, Anglican Communion, the big one, and the world, a really big one. All right, so I wanted for us, I know we will be doing the prayers of the people, and inside of this this dialogue of where God is calling us as a community, I wanted us to lift up the names of those that were confirmed or received, and also the names of the church communities that are lifting them up. So I have them written down here. So let us pray for Michael and for Charlie from right here at St. Luke's. We lift up Ryan and Sarah, Lauren, Anne, Emily, from the Church of the Good Shepherd. We lift up Paula from Grace Church. We lift up Ryan and Christy, Kelly, Ken, Shui, from St. Andrews. And we lift up David from St. Dunstan's. We lift up Paula. We lift up Paula as she is on vacation and being refreshed and renewed. For Paula and Guta to remain safe in their travels and come back refreshed. We lift up Mitchell for the gift of music and for continued healing. And Terry, as he is our partner in music making today. We lift up the vestry for their commitment to leadership, their commitment to community. And all this we lift up, hearing the words that Jesus especially gives us today. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Amen.